Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us Meredazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Audrey.
All of the local fairs are pretty well wrapped up, and we're moving into the state fair, which not so much prep work on this end, but still there's a lot to be done. So what have you got coming up?
You're right. As we wrap up all of the county fairs, I think Linn County honestly is the last one in southeast Kansas. I think there might be one that happens the same week or finishes up this week in the state of Kansas. So we definitely are one of the late ones, which sometimes is a disadvantage for our 4-H members and families, just because so many of the livestock and horse entries are all due on August 1st. And so those are some things that we have to think about as we move through. And I know the 15th was a big deadline for us as well. And so our families have to prepare for those type of things, just as we do here in our office. I know Carla Hightower came down and helped our 4-H staff get the entries taken for all of the Linn County exhibitors who want to take their static exhibits or inside exhibits, as well as rabbit and poultry and dog. And so Carolyn here in our office has been busy putting those in to meet the deadline for that and getting those all in and everybody entered, because it's going to be here before we realize it. The dog show actually happens at the Kansas State Fair the week before fair starts on that Saturday, September 2nd. So we'll have a few dog families that go out. And then depending on your extension unit, your exhibits will need to be turned in to the extension offices probably the 5th or the 6th so that your extension staff can get those taken out to Hutchinson. So if you're an exhibitor, those are some days that you might want to be checking on. But it is still very sought after to have your items selected to be representing your county at the Kansas State Fair. I know that was a big thing in the past and has continued to be. And a lot of families still go out to see how their exhibits are doing at the Kansas State Fair. And so I encourage anybody to go out and take a look. And it's just really cool to see where all the exhibits come from and the creativity of our youth on the inside exhibits. And you'll see everything that you'll see at a county fair out at the state fair, with some extra exhibits that we may not normally see in the open class. And so those are kind of fun to do. I actually just saw that one of my past 4-H moms won a prize at the Missouri State Fair this week because she was the fastest crocheter or knitter at the Missouri State Fair. So they have a lot of fun activities that take place at the different state fairs as well. I know at Kansas, I like to always go look at the butter sculpture and see what it is. As the state fair kicks off in Hutchinson on the 8th, we will kick off right away that weekend with the youth livestock exhibits. So the sheep, goat, swine, and hogs, beef will show out there that weekend, and I know that there's a lot of youth from this area that will exhibit out there. And then that following weekend of the 14th, 15th, and 16th is actually the state horse show, as well as the rabbit and poultry show. And the exhibits, once you get there on the 8th, will all be judged and ready to be viewed. And so I encourage you to take a trip out there and check out the Kansas State Fair. Like I said, the butter sculpture is always fun to look at. I love pineapple whip. The other thing is on September 17th is the Farm Bureau-sponsored pedal pull. I know my kids went out and participated in the state pedal pull many times, and our nutrition program manager, her daughter qualified. So that was something kind of fun in our office. And so if you need more information on the schedule and what all takes place at the Kansas State Fair, you can check out their website, or you're welcome to come to the extension offices and see if we can get you pinned down on when things are showing. And also, if you're taking exhibits out and you have questions about when things are due, feel free to give us a call and we'd be happy to help in any way that we can.
And even if you're not an exhibitor, if you've never thought about it before, go to the state fair and get some ideas. You might be really surprised at, ooh, I didn't know you could put that in the fair. I'm going to have to go home and make X, Y, or Z and turn that in.
Yeah, and you have to have fair food. They have amazing fair food.
What's the most over-the-top fair food you've ever had?
Oh, I don't know about over-the-top. Pineapple whip's kind of my staple and has been even when I was participating. actually used to show cattle at the Nebraska State Fair, and it was right at the end of the beef barn. And so pineapple whip is my go-to. I will say that the Kansas State Fair, you can get anything from, I call them runzas, but beer rocks, cheese food. They even have a gourmet cupcake shop in the Cottonwood building. So there's just some cool things to see and try at the State Fair.
Gourmet cupcakes, that's a pretty good reason to head out there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the update, and we look forward to hearing a little bit more, especially when we've got some results from the State Fair about who around here has brought home more ribbons. So thank you for that, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.